Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to CLNS Radio, your source for all things basketball.
You cannot stop this guy. This guy is unbelievable right now. And with the way he's playing, he's played an outstanding brand of basketball. You're trying to tell me he's not the next best thing? What are you hearing?
Man, all I know is this guy can ball. And if you can come out and play with him, you can play with anybody in the league.
I want your opinion. Call into the show.
Why don't you drive the rack?
Seriously, why don't people drive the rack more often?
I'm fed up with this cookie-cutter brand of basketball. Now go out and hand-check.
What are you comparing? The guy's got grit. The guy's got moxie, and the guy's got heart. What more do you want?
Ambition. He did a dream, though it's harder to live.
Broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and CLNS Radio.
They gonna love me for my ambition.
Welcome to the Hooper's Log.
He did a dream, though it's harder to live.
Here's your host, Simo Buck.
They gonna love me for my ambition.
Episode 66 here on the Hooper's Log. It is a Friday here in the Hooper's Log. Episode 66, Friday, February 5th, 2016. And it is a late night edition, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific here on the West Coast. Andrew Norris is horrifically sick right now. And unfortunately, I had to do a late night adjustment and fix the show to be done here on my lunch break. And so if you don't hear me, if you can't hear me, the weather is atrocious right now. I mean, it is coming down in buckets right
now. It's
all
right.
And yeah, exactly, Ollie. It is absolutely horrendous here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm telling you, it's bad outside. I mean, it is like raining sideways, coming at me. My face is all wet. I mean, I literally stood outside for 2 seconds to come to my car, and it is dumping buckets outside. I'm on my lunch break. I only got about maybe 20 minutes, and then I got to get back to work. But I'm going to fly through what happened yesterday in the NBA and talk about this crazy Louisville story that happened in the NBA, or excuse me, in college basketball today. I'm going to get on to that. If Andrew calls in, we'll get him on the line. If not, it's all good. He's a little sick. It's no problem if he can't make it. If he does, this would be awesome because I'd love to talk to him about what happened in Louisville today. But let's get into the NBA. Kevin Hart, let's get it going, baby.
All right. You're going to learn today.
Currently, as we speak, here's the score rundown. We got about 8 minutes left on ESPN. Atlanta in against Indianapolis. Excuse me. Atlanta at Indiana or in Indiana. 78-72, Atlanta's leading right now, 8 minutes left in the fourth on ESPN, tied up against Charlotte and Miami, 5 minutes left in the fourth. Clippers at Orlando, Clippers are up 8 with about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, Washington's beating Philly, 90-80 with about 6 minutes left there. The Brooklyn Nets are beating on the Kings midway through the third quarter there. Cavs and Boston Celtics, I'm telling you, the Cavs and Celtics game, I might just turn that on right after this. This is a big, big game. And CLNS, if you want to listen to the post-game show, feel free to go to them as well afterwards for CLNS Radio. I am Simo Buckets here on the Hooper's Log, episode 66, on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time Edition, 6 p.m. Pacific. It is a Super Bowl before the Super Bowl Friday show where I'll give you my pick on the Super Bowl and who's going to win. And also I'll recap what happened in the NBA last night. Also other score going on, third quarter, 7 minutes to go. Memphis is up on the Knicks. That game should change throughout. But the Cleveland and Boston game, I might turn that on after the show. Speaking of last night in the NBA, though, it was a Thursday night in the NBA. They announced all the award guys. I would say not all the award guys, but when it came to the Super Bowl – or not the Super Bowl, sorry. The All-Star Weekend festivities, they announced all the participants and everything going on. Obviously, there's a lot of trade rumors going around. Blake Griffin – potentially going to the Nuggets. I mean, it's going to be, I'm telling you, the next 2 to 3 weeks are going to be insane leading up to that trade deadline on what could potentially happen and who could be moved, who could go where, what could happen, whoop-de-woo. It's going to be an absolute train wreck of a mess there in the NBA. And who knows what's going to happen, honestly. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know what's ultimately going to happen because last year's trade deadline shows me that I really don't know what I'm talking about and I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I really don't know what could happen. If I cut in and out of the show, I apologize, but that's just what it is, and that's just how it goes. Last night in the NBA, the Detroit Pistons beat the Knicks 111-105. Robin Lopez, though, for the Knicks, had a whiteboard worthy performance. He had 26 points, 16 rebounds, And also on top of the 20 on the 16 rebounds, he also had 2 assists. In my book, that's a 52 on the Left Boards Performance Scale. I don't quite have the numbers in front of me, but I will write them down as I go. Houston beats the Phoenix Suns 111-105. Again, the Suns are looking like they're just getting ready to rebuild. They look like they're in kind of a New York Knicks mode from a year ago type mentality. That's what they look like and what they sound like right now. But the Rockets, 111-105, get the victory there. 27-25. James Harden had an outstanding game, but not quite White Boy worthy performance-wise. The Lakers get the victory as they win. They've now won 2 in a row, 11-41. Clearly their season's over. But the Pelicans might be sneaking into that conversation of their season being over. They're now 18-31. They really have to play unbelievable basketball here the last couple of months to really even have a chance in the Western Conference to get into an 8th spot. The Lakers beating them on Thursday night. You're talking about a situation now where the Pelicans may be in more of a rebuilding mode than we thought. And if that happens, I'm telling you, a guy like Anthony Davis getting some new pieces here in the world of his team in New Orleans, it could change the outlook of that team for the next couple of seasons. Who knows? Anthony Davis might be wanting to move out of that city. I mean, I know he's going to have the contract, the money to fill him up, and he's going to be fine. But when it comes to winning, he may not win in that city for a while if they decide to change guards. But anyway, the Lakers win 99-96. Kobe Bryant, again, had another unbelievable game. 27 points for Kobe, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. I can't quite give you the whiteboard performance, but that is a whiteboard performance in my book. Jordan Clarkson also had 18 points. He was outstanding in that one. Anthony Davis had performance of the night, though. 39 points, 11 rebounds, a steal and a block. But that is a big-time performance. That is a 55. Excuse me, on the wiper with the performance scale. Unbelievable stuff there by Anthony Davis. And then probably one of the more fun games of the night, Toronto at Portland. Toronto getting the victory now 34-16 at 110-103, beating the Portland Trailblazers. Portland is now 24-27, still hovering in that potential spot. Kyle Lowry had an outstanding game. Unbelievable. DeMar DeRozan also had 29 points in that one. Kyle Lowry had something like 30 points, like 10 assists. He went off in that game, Kyle Lowry did. He played outstanding and got a whiteboard performance. Damian Lillard also went off, too. He got about 24 points, 11 assists. He was unbelievable in that game. The Portland Trailblazers did drop, though. And in the standings, taking a quick glance at the standings in the NBA, the Portland Trailblazers have now fallen out of a playoff spot. Utah is the team hovering now at the 8th spot. I'm telling you, this 8th spot in the Western Conference is going to be floating for the next 2 or 3 months. I'm telling you, up until the end of the season, this 8th spot is going to be just fluctuating throughout. Utah has it right now. As of right now, before these games on Friday, Portland is right there, right behind them. Sacramento is now 3.5 games back, 2.5 games back of a potential playoff spot. You're talking about a circumstance now where in Sacramento, I mean, they may be in the mode of rebuilding. Who knows? They thought they had all the pieces to compete this year. Maybe they don't have it. Utah's won 4 in a row. That might be contributing to why they've done so well. Look, Oklahoma City, Golden State, they play on Saturday night. That's the game we're all waiting for. I know the Super Bowl's on Sunday, so no one's really listening to this show. They're all really interested in their Super Bowl right now. But I'm telling you, come post-Super Bowl, this will be the show to listen to because it's going to be all basketball from here until the beginning of summer. It's going to be absolutely maniac insanity stuff as we move forward. But obviously the Super Bowl is this weekend. I'll give you my prediction later. But that's what happened in the world of basketball last night. The big story right now in the world of basketball in general is the fact that Louisville, if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 323-642-1558 is the number. Andrew Norse is on the line. Andrew, what's up, man? Hey, how you feeling?
I am feeling like absolute dog crap, but I am here. I keep losing track of time because I'm kind of like in and out of being awake and sleeping.
Yes.
So that's why I'm late again, but I am here. I'm, like I said, feeling like about as bad as you can feel. A lot better than last night, but about as bad as you can feel. Yeah, man.
No, it's all good. Hey, no, I got sick last year about this time. Everyone's getting sick now. Like, I feel like February is the month where everyone gets sick. I got sick last year around Valentine's Day. Dude, it was horrible. Like, I got so out of it, and I was so delusional, and it was bad. Like, I was sick mentally, physically, you name it. I was yakking every 5 minutes. I get where you're coming from. I totally understand. So don't feel bad that you're here. But I did want to ask you one question. I know you've probably not been paying attention mostly because obviously you've been just horrifically sick. But this Louisville story, can you fill me in on the backstory of what happened with this situation?
Yeah. Basically, you know, they had something set up whenever recruits would come in, Rick Pitino, mostly his assistant coaches, so he kind of had a fall man. They'd take him to, like, a party house where there would be hookers and strippers.
Brothel.
And
yeah, that's right.
More than likely drugs, things along those lines. Because, I mean, these are 17-year-old kids. 17-year-old kids want to see what the college life's going to be. And, you know, you expect crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. But when you're getting to, you know, sex with chicks and do drugs, that's going to influence most 17-year-old kids, you know. And they took advantage of it. They took advantage of the kids in a way that I really believe is should be punishable by law and jail time.
Absolutely.
It's prostitution is against the law, drugs are against the law, and you're not only if there is drugs involved, you're supplying a minor with drugs. The prostitution is not only normal prostitution, it's supplying a minor with prostitution, and I mean I almost a sexual harassment case. I mean a lot of these parents knew what was going on too, and these parents should be absolutely ashamed of themselves, because this isn't something that they, you know, a lot of them didn't know, but a lot of them did know from what I've been reading, and it's a terrible thing. Rick Pitino needs to be fired. Rick Pitino needs to be banned from college basketball for good. No more coaching in college basketball. It's unacceptable, and I am not a politically correct person, and I know a lot of these issues that we hear have to do with political correctness, but this is unbelievable. I mean, this is – they were breaking the law every time a recruit would come in, and in a big way, and things that are punishable for, you know, 5-10 years in prison. Rick Pitino, that whole coaching staff needs to be gone. They need to be fined huge amounts, and they need to be banned from college basketball.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's one of those things where, like you said, it's punishable by law, and also it gets to the point of it's almost like these are minors that are involved in these circumstances, majority of minors, and for it to be, like you said, publicized and people know about it. I mean, not publicized from the standpoint of the public knows, but publicized from the standpoint of the parents know and they're aware of it. It's an interesting dynamic, and for it to be all understood and rationalized, that's where the problem becomes for me. I mean, it's not the fact that it all happened. It's the fact that it became rationalized throughout a community and that it had been going on for years and years and years. This is nowhere near the Penn State situation that happened, but it's flirting with it. It's nowhere near it, but it's flirting with
right.
it. I mean, you said minors involved in prostitution, drug rings, sexual favors. This is stuff that is very disturbing, and for people to find a way to rationalize this behavior is, and again, I'm not PC either. I'm nowhere. You listen to the CMO buckets. I am not PC at all. But for this to be seen as rational and okay, even just because it's sports related, no. If this was in the NBA, I'd be like, okay, let's just move on because this happens. But this is college. These are kids still. I mean, they're adults. They're 18. But when you're recruiting to get them to, that's where it gets to the line of like, whoa, these kids don't know what's right from wrong. I mean, most of them do. They're going to college, but it's a fine line, and that fine line has been crossed. And again, my line is very wide. And this is crossing a line. And when it involves kids and it involves the situation that they have, I agree with you. And I always used to back Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino has had some knocks on his resume as he's gone on, and he has done some things when it comes to his morals, when it comes to his marriages or his wife or women, or he's done some things that are very skeezy in general. But this really takes it over the top of like, dude, do you really have a backbone? Do you really have morals? Do you really think about these things as you move forward? I'm never going to debate the fact that he was an unbelievable head coach, but from the standpoint of morals and recruiting, he is way off base. This isn't the NBA. Now, if he was an NBA coach, I would think he's awesome. Now, you know who would be – you know where he would fit perfect is Miami. Rick Pitino in Miami would be the coolest thing ever. Can you imagine Pat Riley and Rick Pitino sitting in the same room? I would feel like I'm in Miami Vice every day. Like, that's literally what they look like if they were together. But when it comes to college and it comes to the way that this guy conducts business and recruits. And it's all immoral and it's all off base and it doesn't work. And for him to still be there, like you said, it is unbelievable that people have still found a way to rationalize this behavior as being okay. And so for that, I agree with you. I feel like this should be a bigger ban than it is. This almost feels like SMU, where SMU is more of a different circumstance, but this feels like it should be near, kind of like in between SMU and Penn State, where it should be like, okay, not just a year suspension, give him a, you know, I wouldn't say even suspend him. I would just say fire the entire coaching staff, fire the athletic director, just reset everything when it comes to that athletic program. Reset it. Because guess what? If you have this type of stuff being rationalized through the parents, that this is okay through recruiting, that whole idea needs to be gone. Don't suspend the team from going to tournaments. Suspend and fire the people who are involved in the circumstance. This shouldn't involve the kids. The kids didn't have anything to do with it. They can't control the fact that this is their environment that they chose. They can't decide that. But when it comes to the recruiting aspect, get those people involved and get those taken away. We need to have more inter control of things instead of just, you know, suspending and banning. And that doesn't work. That doesn't teach people anything. When you teach people stuff is when you let them go and let them learn from their mistakes, especially as adults, the people who are involved in these circumstances. Those are the people that need to be punished, not the actual kids in the schools and the program. It's the people involved that need to be punished and suspended. Talking about college basketball, as we're on the topic, Texas A&M loses to Vanderbilt. As I was sitting here thinking that Texas A&M was more and more legit as they were playing, they get absolutely steamrolled by Vanderbilt. Absolutely steamrolled, 77-60 in the SEC. Big time win there, obviously. Oregon getting the win there, 76-56 over Colorado last night. Over the weekend, I already mentioned Golden State and Oklahoma City as an outstanding game of the weekend in basketball. Clearly, we're all going to be watching the Super Bowl. And, Andrew, I'll get your prediction here in a moment because I just want to preview these games. And then we'll get to the Super Bowl talk because obviously that's what everyone wants to listen to right now as we head into this weekend. Kansas plays TCU. Virginia plays Pittsburgh. The ranked games are Michigan State, Michigan. I know you'll tune into that one, Andrew, as I know you will. You'll totally watch that one on CBS at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. But the big games in the Big East, Villanova at Providence. Big, big, big game on Fox Sports 1. Nova's favored by 4.5. I'd take Nova in that one. I think Nova will get the victory and win big. That's at 11:30 a.m. Pacific, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. The other ranked game, South Carolina at Texas A&M. I don't know if South Carolina's going to be ranked after this week, but Texas A&M is in that game. And considering how they just played on Thursday, that's going to be a big one to watch there in the SEC. 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then these are all Saturday. And then you have one last game, Baylor-West Virginia. Look, two Big 12 teams. You're going to see a classic. You're going to see a great game. That one's. I'm not going to watch that one because I'm going to be watching Golden State and Oklahoma City on Saturday. But that's going to be a fun one to watch in college basketball. And in the world of basketball over the weekend, honestly, there's a lot going on. But that's not what this weekend's about. This is Super Bowl. Kidding me? We're all going to be sitting in front of the TV, eating our favorite beverage, eating our favorite stuff, eating our favorite chips, eating our favorite dish, drinking our favorite, you know, beverages, I'm getting wasted. I don't know about you, Andrew. I know you're not the age to get wasted. But what I'm saying is like, for me, I'm getting wasted. Shoot. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I know you're sick, too, so that wouldn't help. But that's what this week is all about.
I'll probably still get wasted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why not? I mean, you got two of the best teams in the NFL, Super Bowl 50. Why the heck not? Carolina is favored by 5.5. It looks like the wise guys have found a way to bring down the line for Carolina as people are pouring in money for the Broncos now. But Carolina has been a clear-cut favorite since the NFC and AFC championship ended. I have $50 on the Panthers winning with a buddy at work. I got some side gambling going on. Here's my prediction. I'll give mine, and then let you talk with yours, Andrew. And then we'll kind of talk about the game a little bit before I go back to work. But the Panthers, 15-1, 17-1 now, going into the Super Bowl. The Broncos are now 14-4 heading in. And there was conversation about this Broncos team, you know, with the chaos they've had this year. When it comes to post, you know, when they started the season 7-1 or 7-0 or 8-0 or whatever, they started the season off really well. And then they got into some turmoil and really became kind of a mediocre team the second half of the season, and then they found a way to eke past a couple of ball games in the playoffs. Look, this Broncos defense is legit. I'm not going to sit here and deny that, but if you're a fool and think that this offense can compete with that Carolina defense, I really don't know what you see. Because I understand the Bronco defense. I get it. The Bronco defense outstanding, unbelievable, never going to debate that. But this offense is, if anything, a hand-me-down, poor man's version of the offense that they had 2 years ago when they played the Seahawks. And you saw how that offense played against the Seahawks then, which was great then, which is now a JV version of that, with Peyton Manning clearly not the same Peyton Manning, and the offense not as powerful. I think Carolina is going to win by 10 points. I think it's going to be close going into the fourth, but I think Carolina pulls away. I know Carolina is more of a first-half team, and to be honest, I think this game will be decided in the first half because that's how I think the Carolina Panthers operate. But I have a feeling that the Broncos are going to find a way to keep it close coming into the fourth, and then the Panthers will find a way. Cam Newton will do that unbelievable drive. He'll put together a crazy good drive. It'll feel like the momentum's going Denver's way in the third, but then all of a sudden the Panthers will find a way to just clinch down, run the ball, get dirty, get grimy, and they'll win the ball game and they'll find a way. And I think they're going to win by 10. Honestly, I think the score is going to be something like 27-17, and I think that not 27-17. I think it's going to be 20, like 30-20. I think it's going to be over because the over/under is 44. I think that Carolina is going to win 30-20, and that's my final count. Andrew, what do you see happening in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, real quick before we get to that, we got the final play right now, 95-93. Miami's up on Charlotte. Oh, Charlotte just turned it over. Looks like Miami's going to be shooting free throws with about 10 seconds left up to. But we will get back to that. Kemba Walker turned it over. He just lost the handle on it. I think Peyton Manning's going to come out with a crazy amount of adrenaline in the first half, and I think it's going to go opposite of how the Panthers postseason game is going this year. I think we're going to go into halftime with probably around 14-14, 14-10 score in favor of the Broncos. And then I think the second half's going to come around, and the Broncos are really going to lose a lot of that steam on offense. I think we'll be looking at a final score of 31-17 with the Panthers winning it. I think this Panthers team, I've said it many times, I'll say it again, is one of the best teams to ever play football. And Luau Deng missed the free throw. So the Hornets are taking a timeout down three with 11.6 left. But I think the Panthers are one of the best teams to ever step foot on a football field. And I think they come away with this one and they win the milestone Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50. And you know what? I think they'll be back next year with just as much firepower. I mean, most of their great players are locked up, man. And really, you don't need great players when you have a quarterback like Cam Newton and you have a defensive anchor like Luke Kuechly. You just need good players around them. And this team has maybe 5-6. I think this team's going to have a longer period of dominance than the Seahawks did. As far as the Seahawks, it won about two, three years, this being their third year. I think the Panthers are going to have a 4-5 year stretch where they're in the Super Bowl, you know, 2-3 times. I think this team's fantastic, and I'm really excited because and I'm in a spot. I want the Panthers to win. I love Cam Newton. He's my favorite player in the entire NFL. But I really want Peyton to go out on top as well. So it's really tough for me. But I do think the Panthers are going to win 31-17.
What are you talking about? You think the Carolina Panthers are going to go to the Super Bowl next year? No, the Minnesota Vikings are going to go unless they have this guy.
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash. Snap good. Spot down. Walsh's kick is up. And it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that. He missed it left.
You want to bet Kemba hits a three right here? I can announce it as it goes. All right, the inbound coming in from that guy, Spencer Hawes, having trouble getting it in. They just got it in. Over to Kemba. Kemba turned it over again. Kemba turned it over again. Off a terrible pass. I don't even know if I'd put that turnover on Kemba. They got a fast break bucket. Jeremy Lin just got fouled on a three, so if he hits all three, it'll be 98-93 with 1.3 left. Looks like Miami.
Wait, he's shooting three free throws?
Yeah, but they're up 98-93 because off the turnover, Miami hit got a fast break layup. They could have just held it and let the clock run out. Nobody was chasing them.
That's your live coverage here on the Hooper's Log on an episode late at night. Andrew, it's Super Bowl weekend. I got to get back to work. I'm going to wrap up the show. Andrew, anything else you want to say before we get out of here, buddy?
No, I am I'm hoping to be here on Monday as long as I feel better. That's all I really got to say. I'm not thinking too well right now. My mind's been all over the place. I don't have much energy.
Dude,
so,
it's all good. It's all good. Episode 66 in the books. Episode 67 on Monday. Same time, same place. Oh, not the same time, but we're going to be at our normal time, 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern here on the Hooper's Log through CLNS Radio in the FanDuel Studios. My name is Simo Buckets. Andrew Norris is with us. Andrew, we're out of here, buddy.
Peace.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Enjoy the football, the final football weekend. And guess what? It's all basketball after that, baby. We're heading on the tourney, baby. We're coming around the corner. All-star break around the corner. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the football.